Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our time with our guest this week, Sean Reynolds. He is a comedian, a funny guy, and yet yesterday he talked about how he's got there, made a lot of sacrifice, and we all have excuses. I know I do. I've been trying to lose weight, and I got 15 pounds down, and then embraced success. Been making excuses the past few weeks. We all make them for whatever it is that we want to do or know we should do. I'd encourage you to check out yesterday's program. If you've got a dream, but you've been making lots of excuses why it can't happen, I think you'll be encouraged and inspired. I know I was. Also, we talked about how you got into comedy on our first program this week on Monday, so I hope that you'll check that out, and you can listen to those at your convenience while you're working out on your drive to work. I've got friends that say they listen in the morning while they're getting ready for work, so only 14 minutes long. You can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Obviously, Sean's funny, likes to have a good time, but there's a lot of depth to this guy, too. He's a father of six, but obviously you get five. You got your own basketball team, your coach, and then you decide to add a sixth member to the team. And I know this story, but, man, I want you to share it with our audience about how all this came to play, Sean.
Yeah, the adoption. So what's really cool is that this happened. We adopted our son 7 years ago, and I have just recently made it part of my shows. That when I specifically when I do church shows, that's what I prefer to do. My goal is to do nothing but churches. I love making people laugh for 45 minutes, and then the last 15 minutes I spend telling this story, which I'll give like obviously a much condensed version of it. But it, you know, this is the part where, you know, I realize as a comedian, when I'm on stage in a church, that I have an opportunity to glorify God, and I want to make sure that I always do that. And this story, I think, does it. 7 years ago, my wife came home. She works in daycare, and there was this little boy named Keegan, and she had been worried about this boy, single mom, kind of a rough situation. She's in and out of trouble, and he was being dropped off and picked up by a lot of different people. And she would talk about him all the time, how worried she was about him. And then one day she came home and she was like, you know, we need to talk. And it was one of those serious, you know
the tone of voice, right?
We need to talk is never like, we need to talk. You need to be watching more football. Okay. I mean, seriously, these games are on from morning to night and you're only watching a little here and there. It's never that. It's always something, you know, bad. And at the time, they really wanted me to get a dog. And I remember saying, we're not getting a dog, okay? We already have enough mouths to feed in this house.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, it's not that. And I was like, oh, okay, well, it can't be that bad. Yeah. And she told me that, you know, one of Keegan's caregivers had came in that day and had said that they thought he was going to be probably put in foster care and that she wanted to adopt him. And in my head, I was just like, absolutely not. I wish I had a better response. I wish I could be, you know, tell you all that I had this big heart. And I was like, absolutely, we need to do that. I did not. I was a stone cold person back then, apparently. But that's just being truthful. And but in my head, I'm like, we're a paycheck to paycheck family. We already have so many kids. We don't even have any room. We don't have a big house, and we have a very humble house. And I'm just like, I don't, you know, in my head, I'm like, what is she thinking? But my wife, you know, she was trying to be a good person, and this was important to her. And so I said to her, I go, well, let's go out to eat and talk about it. Get out of the house. You know, where these kids are making all this noise. We can sit down. We can talk about it. And I can tell you right now, I said that just because simply I just wanted to go out and have a meal at a restaurant.
Some quietness and a nice meal.
I love eating out. It was just an excuse to eat out. I'll let her say her piece and then, you know, then we'll say no and move on. Because I had no connection to this kid. I didn't even know what he looked like. I knew his name was Keegan. I knew he was three. That's it. I mean, you know, no. I had no idea what he even looked like. And so we're driving, and she let me pick the restaurant. I picked Johnny Carino's because I love Johnny Carino's, and I love the bread. They have, like, the amazing bread they bring out. I love that bread. I eat a lot of the bread. And we get to the restaurant, and we sat down, and, you know, I look back at it now, and, like, my wife was, like, given this, like, impossible task to try to convince me something that she knew in her heart was important and that we needed to do. And we sat down, And the waitress came to our table and, you know, hi, my name's Shannon, you know, get your drinks and, you know, do you want any bread? And, like, of course we want bread, Shannon. Are there people not wanting the bread? Of course, you bring the bread with you and you say, hi, my name's Shannon, here's some bread. But anyways,
it should have been, how much bread do you want?
Exactly. Right? Yeah, we're going to want a lot of bread, Shannon. Keep it coming, because I'm going to tell you I want a loaf, you know, even when I'm done eating it, so I can take it home for later. And I know I shouldn't do that, but I do it. But anyway, so Shannon leaves. And my wife, we kind of sat there in a little bit of awkward silence. And then before she launched into it, she turns around and looks behind her. And she looks at me. And it was like she had just seen a ghost. She was white as a sheet. And then she turned around again and looked back at me. And now she had like tears in her eyes. And I was like, what's the matter? And she goes, Sean, you're not going to believe this. The little boy at the table directly behind us is Keegan. And I mean, it's amazing. Like, at the exact time that we chose to have a discussion about his fate and how he could possibly tie into our family, at the exact location, and even, you know, side by side inside that location, you know, and I think Lexington, what, has 800,000 restaurants? It's not like we're in a small town with one restaurant and we were at, you know, LD's Diner and it's the only place in town. Well, that's a coincidence maybe, but it's pretty amazing that at that moment in time, there he was seated behind us. That was the first time I had even seen what he looked like. And now my wife, you know, she's just got tears rolling down her face and, you know, she looked at me and she was like, say something. You know, like, what is happening right now? And I kind of reached my hand across and I grabbed her hand and I said, I think what's happening here is that Shannon has forgot about our bread. Because it's been like 5 minutes. At this. How many more miracles do we need in this restaurant? She back there making it from scratch? No, but in all seriousness, I was just floored. And to me, it was just like, wow, that is really God moving mountains in your life. And it was the first time, I'm not going to say it was the first time that happened in my life, but I'll be 100% truthful and just say it was the first time I think I had ever acknowledged God working in my life. You know, we have this sense, especially in our country, we have this sense of things are just so bad and we have it so rough and then meanwhile, I'm sitting here with all these healthy kids, and yeah, I want the bigger house, and I want the nicer car, and woe is me. But then we don't realize, like, oh my gosh, I have, you know, at the time, before we even adopted Keegan, I have 4 healthy kids. Like, isn't that God working in my life and giving me that blessing of 4 healthy kids? I'm driving through my neighborhood. There's no telling what's going on behind all these, you know, behind closed doors in everybody's house. They got kids with, you know, cancer or learning disabilities. I got none of that going on in my life, and shame on me, you know, for never acknowledging that. But that moment was the first time that I really was like, wow, God's working in my life and the divine intervention of his works. And in that moment, I was like, well, I guess we're going to be adopting a kid. Like, what am I going to do? Say no to that? You know?
Yeah. How do you argue with that?
Yeah. So that was, and yes, wow. I mean, honestly, I left the restaurant that day knowing that we were going to adopt Keegan. And I left the restaurant that day with a bag full of bread because that's how I roll, Greg.
Well, that's just an amazing story. I love that because so many times people have to have challenging conversations. And yet, you know, you're honest and I've been there. I think everybody, if they're truthful, has been there when you're going to have a conversation either with your spouse or your boss or whoever, a loved one. And, you know, you're on opposite sides. Yet something like that happens. God gets your attention. And so I want to ask you today, what is it, if you're listening in your life that, you know, you're like, no, no, no. And yet, if you're honest, maybe God has just kind of really made it obvious. And I'm thankful that Sean, I want him to tell that story because he surrendered. I mean, and they could have made excuses. As he said, they already have 4 kids and living paycheck to paycheck and working hard. And yet, you know, he died to self, and obviously I would say it's safe to say that Keegan's probably been a tremendous blessing to your family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing is that, you know, I believe we followed God's will in adopting Keegan, even though it didn't make sense on paper, but we did it. And yeah, like what we've gotten from the adoption is just like just a million blessings over. It's taught my kids, like, you know, sacrifice. It's taught my kids that doing the right thing isn't always the easy thing. Mm-hmm. So that's been really important. And then now it's really given me a purpose on stage, because what's funny is that when all that happened, I was just starting out in comedy. I had just probably seen Tim Hawkins on stage and what he was doing in churches and me wanting to do that. All this was happening all at the same time. I couldn't realize it at the time, but now, you know, looking back 7-8 years ago, it's like, wow, I was just starting in comedy. I was just learning about church comedy, learning about the opportunity to make people laugh and inspire people. And we were also adopting this child. And now fast forward to now, and now I'm on stage and I have the skill of being able to make people laugh. But then at the end, I tell this story and inspire people. And we've recently started started Stand Up for Adoption, which is a comedy benefit series that we do now, where we are partnering with families that want to adopt and are trying to raise money. And we do a comedy show for them at their church to raise money for that adoption, because the adoption costs are crazy. I don't understand it. There are kids suffering in orphanages and overseas in China and India and Ukraine. And it costs like $40,000 to adopt these kids, to bring them home. You have a family that wants to give a child a home. They want to give a child love. They want to save a child's life. And the only thing stopping them is this huge, crazy $40,000 fee. Sometimes it may be as low as $30,000, but it's $30,000 to $40,000 to adopt a child overseas. And I just don't understand that. And so now we've started Stand Up for Adoption. You know, we don't, obviously we can't raise $40,000 at a show currently. Maybe one day if I can continue building my career. That's honestly, that's my goal. That's my end game. My end goal is, wow, wouldn't it be cool if I had the size audience of a John Crist or Tim Hawkins? I could put on shows at churches and 2,000 people would show up and we could raise enough money for a family to adopt the child. That is honestly what my goal is at this point now. And wow, it's just amazing that that all came from what happened in Johnny Carino's at that restaurant with adopting Keegan. And so, like, to me, that's a great example of what happens when you follow God's will.
Well, I love it, man. I absolutely love it. And, you know, so many times people are wondering, where is God working? And here he was through his wife's job, yet logically did make sense with already having four kids. And yet, as Sean pursued his career several years later, through a very serious decision and a big sacrifice, now as God has opened doors for him to do many pro shows, comedy shows all throughout the country, not just churches but businesses, next thing you know, that is what he uses to close. And Jeremiah 29:11, you hear that verse a lot, but I just, man, as you were sharing that, Sean, it just really kind of poked in my spirit. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And God knows I'm a little bit slow, so he put the word plans in there, not once, not twice, but three times. And so even Sean Reynolds can get that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that is the perfect verse for that. Yep.
You know, and Sean listened to that, and that plan, he didn't know that the plan was going to be, after they adopted Precious Keegan, that it would be part of his program, and now his comedy program, and then now he actually has started, you know, a comedy program. What do you call it?
Stand Up for Adoption.
Yep. Wow. Share a little more about that, if you will.
Basically, we work with families that are wanting to adopt or in the process of adopting and do not have the funds. And that's literally the only thing stopping them. And if money is the only thing stopping a child being rescued out of, you know, poverty and not having a family, not having a mom and dad, then, you know, I want to just try to do my small part of helping those families raise that money. And hopefully by me talking about our adoption, it kind of opens up maybe people's hearts to fostering or adopting. And then hopefully with my shows, we can help these families raise the money so they can bring a child home and give them a loving home.
All right. So somebody's listening, whether it's live on the radio here in Central Kentucky or in a podcast anywhere in the country or even internationally, what do they need to do to contact you?
That's it. Go to SeanReynoldsComedy.com, or they can look me up on Facebook and Facebook message me. The email is probably the best, though. You know, it's SeanReynoldsComedy@gmail.com. But yeah, you email me if you know even if you know somebody that's wanting to adopt or in the process of adopting. Yeah, what we do is we partner with their church, and we put on a great comedy night. You know, it's a win-win. Like, the people that come to the show are going to have a great time. But then we're also tagging on the fact that we're going to raise money for that family and raise some funds for them for their adoption.
I love it. That's Sean Reynolds. That's with a W, S-H-A-W-N. Sean Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, comedy.com. And make sure you check that out and contact him, because, man, I think you get to heaven. Those are the things that are going to matter. Well, we're going to have Sean for one more program. We're going to talk about a mission trip that he went on earlier this year that really rocked his world. So I hope you'll tune in with us tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.